The Salem antiquarian had discovered on Beacon Island the blasphemous gold coins that would seal his fate. In his Innsmouth shop, pencil rubbings reveal the impious motifs adorning these cursed currencies, Rolieichian glyphs and ichthyomorphic symbols identical to those of Dagon's cult. His feverish notes testify to a growing obsession. The coins of Beacon Island, if they are what I think, Innsmouth could be saved or condemned forever. Victor knew these ancient artifacts were dimensional keys capable of opening passages between worlds. As his cousin Quentin explains, he had come to seek something on that cursed island, something that could have changed Innsmouth's destiny, but that fool launched himself alone without adequate protection. The Deep Ones jealously guarded their treasure, creatures with bulging eyes and webbed claws surging from the waves to hunt the reckless intruder. The antiquarian will perish in this quest, but his research reveals the coin's true nature, eternal seals, allowing the mage who masters them to hold absolute power to seal cosmic doors forever or keep them gaping for eternity. Victor Averill dies on Beacon Island, victim of his thirst for knowledge and his will to combat the abyssal forces corrupting his native town. This concludes the Miskatonic Tales Journey to Innsmouth campaign. Further mysteries shall soon beckon the intrepid.